And it's time once again for a visit from the ethicist, Randy Cohen. Randy stops by every 2 weeks to dispense his pearls of wisdom to you, our listeners. And Randy, given that it's the dog days of August and you could probably hobnobbing just any old place in the world, you know, drinking amusing drinks with little paper umbrellas in them, thanks for being with us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
We have a letter here from Lynn, a listener in Asheville, North Carolina. And Lynn writes, I've got a problem that has everyone here scratching their head. My friends, attorneys, and clergy. My ex-husband of 11 years, we were married for 19, has overpaid alimony for 3 years and now demands repayment of $30,000. 3 years ago, child support ceased and alimony was to be reduced $10,000. He mistakenly sent the usual checks, which I sent back along with a note suggesting that he may want to make some adjustments. He sent the unchanged alimony check back to me and continued to do so for 37 months. As he is a meticulous record keeper and signed every check himself, I thought he knew what he was doing. Also, he sold his business for $1 billion after our divorce, so it was plausible that it was his intent. If I had known otherwise, I would never have kept cashing those checks. Complications. I've paid taxes on the money, he's received tax deductions, an unexpected debt of over $30,000 throws me into a financial tailspin. I'm still recovering from last year's surgery, chemo, and radiation for breast cancer. Do I owe him? And if so, how much? Boy, Randy, this is a particularly thorny one, isn't it?
Fortunately, my years of training as an accountant will see me through. It seems like, if not an entirely honest misunderstanding, at least a plausible one. But unfortunately, Lynn's got to repay the money. That is, she has to live up to the agreement she made. And her ex has got to work out a reasonable schedule of payments that lets her do that without being driven into poverty. That her ex is a rich guy makes us hate him, maybe, but it doesn't mean she gets to cheat him. And that she's been ill is indeed unfortunate, but not really germane to the situation. She should discuss this with an accountant, and they can work out whatever that amount should be, taking into consideration the various tax implications. And she may want to talk to a divorce lawyer. The change in her ex's economic circumstances and her own health might lead to recalibrating the alimony, but it's not something she can do unilaterally.
What do you mean?
She can't on her own decide, I think I'll pay him $10,000 less. She clearly suspected that he was sending her the wrong amount of money. She should have cleared it up more aggressively, and she has to live up to the agreement she made when they had their divorce. There's a long shot solution. She can talk to the guy, and who knows, maybe he will absolve her of the debt. Sometimes gazillionaires do that sort of thing. It's unlikely, but it can't hurt to ask. But otherwise, she does have to live up to her agreement.
Randy, if I read this correctly, Lynn did send the checks back to him along with the note, and he returned them to her.
If she's correct, if having pointed out one time in this slightly indirect way, I think you might have made a mistake. I don't think that absolves her for each of the succeeding 37 checks. She might have been slightly more aggressive. She might have said, did you make a mistake? And if she's so confident that he intended to do this, well, then there's going to be a happy ending. He'll say, oh, I intended to send you the bigger checks. You don't have to pay me back. But clearly that's not the case.
Mm-hmm. Let's get Lynn on the line and see what she thinks of this advice, because I noticed that Lynn, hello, how are you?
Hello.
I noticed that when you discussed this with people, you included friends, attorneys, and clergy, but not an accountant. What do you think of Randy's advice?
Actually, I did speak to an accountant as well, and my first impulse when he sent me the letter saying that he wanted the $30,000 back was, well, I got to pay it. So when I did talk to an attorney who is also an accountant, He suggested other things because of the tax problem. What would happen is we would have to have our taxes amended, and he would pay penalties on that, not that that would hurt him too much, and I would get some money back, but it would be kind of complicated.
I think that the tax implications will affect how much you have to pay back, but as an ethical matter, I think you are obliged to pay back.
Mm-hmm. May I weigh in and just ask the ethicist, is there not a higher moral obligation? Perhaps Lynn should pay this back ethically, but isn't there perhaps an obligation or a moral invitation, if you will, to her ex-husband, who's obviously a lot better off, to just say, you know, let's let this one go?
that's the kind of thing that gets settled when they make work out their divorce agreement. They both sit down and they work out who will pay what to whom. And if the financial circumstances of one or another changes radically, as they have here, that's absolutely a time to renegotiate that. And I hope her divorce lawyer will have her do that. But it's not something one party can do on her own. Agreements really ought to be kept.
Mm. Lynn, have you approached your ex-husband about this?
Well, we have had a few emails back and forth, and we're still trying to work it out, I think.
Email's terrible.
The problem is that I live in a different state than he does, and we really don't talk, which was the problem in the first place, I guess.
Have you thought about picking up the phone, Lynn?
Oh, I've thought about it with dread. I've avoided it at all costs.
Well, one might think the cost would be less than all the attorneys.
Well, I suppose it can't be more. Okay.
Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for sharing
bye-bye.
That with us. Bye now. If you'd like Randy Cohen to answer your questions and pose to him your dilemma, then please write to us at watc@npr.org and please put the word ethics in the subject line. And be sure to include a phone number where we can phone you back. Randy, thanks again very much for joining us.
Always a pleasure, Jackie.